It's Arthur Kessler.
Oh, right.
The famous author who killed himself without my knowledge.
Uh-oh. Now, that is who's the other person?
Without my consent.
Who's the other person?
On the left. Turkish dignitary.
That's John Cale in the background.
Should I push the button in?
Okay.
One sec.
I'll just look like the
MC. Okay.
All right. This is down.
Okay. Okay. You can walk through. Let this guy in.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Are you working here?
Okay. I want you to tell me about these, and feel and don't feel you need to tell the truth.
They're made of porcelain.
Now,
cost $18,000.
Now this series is things that you carry around with you. Now this implies that you guys wear these all the time. Now what's the story here?
We're insane.
I'm the story here, actually. If you really want to know.
Oh, yeah, his last name is Story.
He's the one. We wear them all the time.
Because we get in a lot of trouble with the police. We don't care. We're committed to our art.
It's symbolic of a lot of things, but we can't talk about that right now.
What more do you want from us?
Hey, where do you wear them?
We wear them on our stages. Heads.
What?
On our heads.
Okay.
On our heads.
Just getting the picture I came here 6 hours for?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Delivering, huh?
Right. Who's crazier? So, yeah, we're really committed to these things. We wear them everywhere, all up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Why do you wear those particular faces?
Because they look best on us.
Right. What do you mean? In your bodies or something?
Yeah.
It's on the principle of the least likely face.
Yeah. We went through about 150 faces before we found these two particular faces.
Now, did you pick particular expressions or just the person?
We picked the most inappropriate expressions we could find.
Okay. What's appropriate?
What's appropriate? Oh, big smile button faces. Lazy Susans.
That would have fitted our mood exactly. But that wasn't any good. We didn't want to do that. That would have been redundant.
Why?
Because we're very happy people. If we wore masks like that, we'd go up to our friends and they'd say, Hi, John. Boy, you look normal today. What's going on?
So what's the relation between...
They're best friends.
Okay.
They're best friends. They've known each other since high school.
So tell me about the relationship.
Well...
They both share an interest in two-dimensionality. They're both committed to our art. We believe in art.
Oh, yeah. Whole lots of art, as much art.
We think the more art you have, the better art it is.
What is art?
Yeah.
Odin.
We think so, too.
No, it's not Odin.
Odin?
William Odin, the famous rock lyricist. So, about John Cale, huh?
John's a really nice guy. We knew that he was on the fence about us, but he lied and said he really liked the show anyway. And we appreciate that.
I lent him my shittiest guitar chord for him to play through. It's yellow, and it broke about a year and a half ago.
Use it tonight?
He's playing through it right now.
It broke a year and a half ago.
Well, it's all bent and
you
covered in
dirt. You lent him the yellow one?
Yes. I lent him the yellow one because I thought if I lost it, I didn't want to lose one that I just paid $15 for. It was not
rock star. You gotta be nice to him.
Yeah. Basically, we respect rock stars more than anyone else, and that's why we got into this line of business.
Right. Not to be rock stars, but to be near rock stars.
We've been near a lot of them. I walked past Joe Jackson once. That's real unhappy.
Alright.
Yeah.
John Cale's a biggie.
It's what?
He's a biggie.
He's a biggie, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of John Cale?
I think he's
Come on.
I think he's a definite personality. That's one reason why I'm attracted to him.